Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting again with Kai Hoffman, CEO of Solar Financial Group. Now, Kai joins us on a fairly regular basis to update us on some of the conferences that he is running. One coming up in Germany, May 27th and 28th in Frankfurt. We will get to some more information on that conference, but we first want to talk about the broad precious metals market. There's no denying that the precious metals are starting off on the back foot, experiencing a sell-off to start May, and they actually closed last month on fairly a down note. So this weakness is continuing. Who knows? Maybe this is all just part of sell in May and go away, or a slow summer is coming for the precious metals. One thing that Kai also breaks down for us are the financing details within the sector. Kai runs Orin Inc., and every week he comes out, updates us on what the financing news is, how many financings were announced, what the trend is in terms of companies raising money. Kai, I read last week's missive that really outlined just how weak the financing environment is and how it has continued to decline. What updates can you give us in terms of this week, and also recapping what financings have happened and the trend that we are seeing in the sector, please?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me back on. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. Yeah, no, it's been dismal out there. Like we just chatted before recording here as well. Like it's difficult to keep a happy or straight face here in this market, especially if you look at the numbers as well. We were off to a great start of the year. Like up until April 22nd, we raised almost $1.5 billion in junior mining. But ever since the rate hike and spring break, March 17th, like the financing window is just closed shut. It's bolted shut. I think they brought in the welders as well. It's tightly shut. Like it's really, really difficult to attract capital in this market right now. The only financings we do see are financings by strategics, fortunately. We've seen Arizona Sonoran, for example, announce a $30 million financing last week with Rio Tinto and Tembo, a private equity group. Enduro announced a financing over close to $11 million, apparently with a strategic investor as well. So that keeps the lights on, but without those, we'd be hovering close to a zero index mark. And that's very, very sad to see. Like it sort of goes hand in hand with what we see in the overall markets. Volumes have completely dried up in the junior space. The sellers have taken over. There are zero buyers out there right now. And it seems like everybody's fleeing for cash. And that really weighs us down.
Well, Kai, another thing that's interesting is over the last year or so, a lot of the new IPOs that have come out and raised capital have done a belly flop into the swimming pool. And they have had a huge sell-off because the whole sector has been in a corrective move. So we're seeing some strategic institutional investors that have come in over the last year or so. And like you said, some strategic companies are coming in because they see value, but we're not seeing family offices and the private investors and the retail investors taking part in these stocks. And so the danger is the companies that are out there that haven't financed yet, that if they need money to do this year's drill program or for an economic study, they're going to dilute the snot out of shareholders. So there's a lot of investors avoiding those companies like the plague because they know they need to raise. So what do you think the health of the market is at this point for companies that haven't raised?
Oh, that's tricky. Like the further down the food chain you are, the more difficult it is, obviously, right? And Greenfields grassroots exploration is really suffering in that regard. Like most of the money that's been raised has been in like further developed companies with solid track records, or even soon to be producers, but grassroots has been suffering. And what we've seen last year, though, is like, and that's a bit of a like dichotomy, I guess. It's like there's a divergence because we do see a lot of private placements. Even last year, it was a record year that we only been sort of beaten by 2011, where we raised $8 billion. 2021, we raised $6.8 billion. That's the highest number in a decade. So people are putting their money into some of the stocks, but they're not putting the money into the market. And we desperately need that market buying because you mentioned dilution. It's not on our side. And companies, it's not in the best interest of companies to keep diluting as well. And one thing we've seen as well is, of course, the return of full warrants, a lot of peacocking happening, meaning companies will have to give away those incentives again. And that's a trend, of course, that is not positive, in my opinion.
So, Kai, with as much money that was raised last year, do you think that still keeps companies broadly cashed up enough to weather the storm, say, if it lasts this full year? They can keep doing work that is needed to move projects forward. But if the environment, say, doesn't improve for this whole year, Are they going to be out of cash? Do you have any insights on that?
It's a two-edged sword again as well. Like, lots of companies have raised cash. They're still waiting for results as well from some of the drilling. But also the question is, what do you do with that cash? Like, I've been listening to conversations and had discussions with CEOs as well. Like, what are we going to do? Like, if the market stays like this and we do enter a recession, miners are definitely not at the forefront of stocks that are going to get bought. So how do you preserve that cash? Like, lots of companies, let's say you have 5 drill rigs going. If you go down to 2, the market is going to penalize you for that as well. It's like, oh, you lost confidence in the project. And what are you doing to increase that shareholder value? Like, we don't want you to drag out programs. But then again, the market is not there to refill the coffers to continue supporting the drill programs, right? So it's a two-edged sword. Like, what do? You choose wrong either way as a CEO. So I'm glad I'm not a CEO of a junior mining or exploration company right now. Having to figure out what to do with the capital I have available. Do you step on the brakes right now? Do you slow down? Or do you go full steam ahead and just hope for a better fall?
Well, Kai, I enjoy listening to your interviews on SOAR Financial, and I check them out quite frequently. And Corey and I interview companies all the time. And when we're talking with people, sometimes before we record, they've mentioned that, we don't really want to put news out right now because it's just going to be a liquidity event. And we've seen that, whether it's drill news that's still pretty good, but it becomes a liquidity event. Economic studies that come out that are supposed to be a milestone for the company and they become a sell-off event. Resource estimates come out and the market isn't impressed if it doesn't just blow people away and if it's just not like top-tier phenomenal. Those become liquidity events. So what's the temperament of the companies that you're talking to as far as should they even put news out in this kind of an environment?
It's a very good point because that's a discussion for the regulators to degree as well, right? Like, sitting on results. Like, theoretically, you should put them out as soon as you get them. But we all know a junior space is a bit different. And yeah, I fully agree. Like, as of right now, I'm looking at my watch list as we speak right now. It's 85% red. Why would you put something out on a down day for gold? And gold and silver are dictating sort of the markets in junior mining. It doesn't really matter if you're copper, nickel, or platinum, or palladium, and any of the PGMs. If gold is down, silver is down, no news is going to get rewarded unless it's an insanely good drill intercept or an insanely good feasibility study. But unfortunately, we haven't seen that. And maybe coming back to what I mentioned before, like, we've raised $6.8 billion last year, but the market has very little to show for it. Very little. Economic studies have been disappointing. Resource updates have been disappointing. Results, drill results, like, we haven't seen any really big discoveries, like Filo Mining, probably the only exception in the last 12 months. Lots of infill drilling. Yes, value to a degree is being generated there, but the market is definitely not rewarding that and doesn't really care. The market wants the quick wins, doesn't have any patience at all. So it's tricky.
It is tricky, Kai. I don't think there's much more we can even say on that other than I think broadly precious metals investors need the metals price to turn around and stop going through these pretty significant drops, especially the one that led to the end of last month. Kai, let's talk a little bit about your conference then. As I mentioned, May 27th, 28th in Frankfurt, Germany. Give us an update on some of the keynote speakers that you're going to have here. Who are you excited about?
Oh, I'm actually excited about all of them because they all give different perspectives. And I know all of them really, really well, which is because I work with them. Like, there's fund managers I've been on site visits with. So it's really insightful to see them present, talk about their selection process. We got Christoph Zinser, for example, from a fund out of Munich, Incomet. They also run a mine or used to run a mine in Armenia. So they have a lot of insights into the mining sector itself and what to look out for, especially also from an engineering perspective. We got Mark Friedrich. He's more on the gold and hedging side, like how to protect your wealth. Quite interesting. Matthew Piepenburg, very similar. David Finch, fund manager out of Paris. He runs the Ixios fund. He's really engaged in junior mining. He's going to run us through his thought process, where things are headed. It's going to be interesting because, quite honestly, it is doom and gloom mode out there. So I'm really curious to hear their perspective as the professionals, how they're positioning themselves in this current market. Are they buying? Are they selling? Are they holding? And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Are you getting any questions from audience attendees as far as is there any theme that they seem to be most keyed into or topics that they seem most interested in?
It always develops during the conference. So it was interesting last year, November, when we hosted our last one, inflation was the dominant topic. It was just taking off and every talk talked about inflation. So I'm sensing that recession is going to be the buzzword of this conference. How to save your wealth, protect your wealth during a recession. So I think that's going to be the overall theme. I can't dictate it. I don't want to dictate it, but we all know it. It's going to happen.
What is the environment or attitude towards the metals then in Europe? You talk to a lot of people in Europe, especially in Germany. You do have a number of companies coming to this conference. Seems like North America right now is shying away from investing in precious metals. What's the attitude in Germany then?
It's always been more positive, quite honestly. Like, it's not, you know, flamboyant, it's not crazy or anything, but it's obviously more positive. I just chatted with an asset manager this morning, and he's been looking at a couple companies, and he's looking at the share price performance like, okay, I think we're seeing buying opportunities here. So definitely more positive. I haven't heard anybody in North America say that lately. So I'm curious to see where that leads. But Germany is imprinted our DNA. Like, we've seen hyperinflation before in our past. We love gold. We love gold stocks. So it's always a tad more positive than what we're seeing in North America.
Well, Kai, we were joking offline before we started recording about the old carnival saying, the show must go on. And even when there was a tough time in the carnival and, you know, maybe the elephants have gone crazy or we've lost the bearded lady or a tent has collapsed, that kind of summarizes the mood here in these markets, that the show must go on. And so I would think that the good companies and the good commentators that are out there laying down the groundwork and continuing to show progress and continuing to look for value, there are probably a lot of investors on the sideline that are not negative to markets. They're just not sure when to get started or they're not sure when to dip their toe in. So do you think the best posture for companies and even for corporate executives is just to keep their best foot forward and keep plugging away, because investors are still tuning in? They're still watching, but when the worm does turn in the markets, those will be the companies that get the bid. What are your thoughts on that thing about the show must go on and that, you know, companies really should just plug forward and keep putting the news out, because there are people still following along with these interviews and there are people still following along with these conferences?
Yeah, it's a really good point, and I'm putting my marketing PR company hat on now. I am of the opinion that the company that you last saw stays fresh in your mind. And I see that myself, actually. I just noted it. I had to pick a stock for a stock picking competition today, actually. And so naturally, I went to the ones I last looked at, right? And I think it's the same with investors. Like, so who are you going to invest in if you want to invest in gold? Well, you're going to look first at the companies that you met before, or met recently, or talked to recently, or an interview you watched recently, because those are names that are top of mind. And it is a bit sad to see companies sort of like really bear down the hatches, just put their head in the sand and wait till this is over. I think right now is the time to be out. You don't have to be going crazy or anything, but just being visible will make a big difference when things turn around, and just being consistent in your messaging as well.
Yeah, I'm of the belief that you always have to be moving your project, your assets forward as a company, but there is always that balance of how much money you're spending on them in the near term and through over a year or two, because capital conservation, capital maintenance is very important all the time in this sector, especially when we see financing windows dry up as quickly as they have in the sector. Kai, we're going to wrap it up here, but it's always great having you on the show. I really appreciate the work you do over at Orrin Inc., as well as all of your conferences. We will post a link to the conference website where, if any of you are thinking of attending, you're either in the area or want to go check out Frankfurt at that time, you can click on that link and follow through to the registration. If you have any more questions on the conference, feel free to post in the comment section or email Shad and I directly, and we will have Kai answer those for you. Kai, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I hope the metals improve this week as well.
I sure do as well. Thanks, guys.